The last 24 hours have been defined by a sharpening concern about Middle East spillover and the way that fear is rippling through the world's monetary policy machinery. The Bank of Japan held its policy rate steady this morning, but with a telling adjustment. It raised its inflation forecast, explicitly citing worries about the Iran war and what that means for energy costs. That's not the Bank of Japan being alarmist. That's one of the world's most cautious institutions, saying the tail risk to global oil supply is now material enough to reshape how they think about price stability over the next year. The physics here is straightforward. Oil and gas markets remain the main brake on any meaningful de-escalation in the Middle East right now. California's jet fuel supply has already dropped to a three-year low, and traders are actively repricing energy futures on the assumption that regional tensions won't ease quickly. The counterweight, civil unrest as a constraint on further military action, exists, but it's not heavy enough yet to shift the momentum. What we're tracking is a worsening pressure in the 7 to 21 day window, with high confidence that the current trajectory is deteriorating. The Middle East itself remains the immediate watch point, alongside oil and gas flows, and whether Iran's nuclear position becomes a triggering event. That's your lead story. In the Taiwan Strait, the picture is more mixed. Status quo durability remains unresolved, with supply chain factors and China-Taiwan Strait considerations pulling in different directions. The trend over the past 24 hours has actually improved, though solid confidence in the underlying signals suggests that improvement is fragile. Over the 14 to 60-day horizon, the real tension is between companies and supply networks wanting stability, which argues for caution from Beijing, and the actual military and diplomatic moves that keep reappearing in the South China Sea. That's a contested space right now, and the China-Taiwan Strait itself is where the next clarifying signal will come. On the political side, the UK Momentum Board has shifted. The Conservatives have moved into the lead, pulling ahead of reform, though reform remains close enough to keep the race open. The constraint here is UK gilts. Gilt yields and borrowing costs are making it harder for any clear victor to emerge with clean market confidence. We're seeing elevated pressure and solid confidence that the underlying move is actually worsening, even though the Conservatives hold the current top position. That's a fragile positive in a 30 to 120 day window. Labour is where the forward signal will come from. Whether the party can stabilise its market standing, and whether institutional investors believe any single party can command a genuine economic mandate. Elsewhere in government, US institutional stability remains under pressure. Political tension is the main blocker to any meaningful improvement. Though US immigration policy is providing some counterweight by offering a concrete area where executive action can take effect. Over the 30 to 90 day horizon, we're seeing improving direction on the surface. But solid confidence tells us the underlying move is worsening. That's the classic sign of a system under strain, but not yet broken. Lots of noise, real friction, but no systemic failure. US political tension is the thing to keep your eye on. In financial markets, banking stress remains contained but not stable. Credit fracture concerns remain the stronger pull, with treasury yields as the main obstacle to confidence. The good news is that the banking system itself is providing some ballast, and we're seeing slight easing over the 14 to 60 day window. Commercial real estate has stayed high and is worsening. It's the persistent spot of tension that hasn't resolved, and the confirming headline flow will tell us whether this is a temporary widening or the start of a broader credit repricing. The Bank of Japan's move this morning is a reminder that central banks are now bracing for durability challenges, not just month-to-month adjustments. Looking into the next 24 hours, the Middle East ceasefire path remains the primary watch point. Whether regional actors move toward or away from the Hormuz pressure points, and whether oil markets settle or spike further. The China-Taiwan Strait dynamic will clarify whether supply chain stability concerns are actually driving Beijing's calculus. Labour's next move in UK politics matters for gilt yields and election timing. And in the US, watch whether political tension translates into concrete policy failure or remains a rhetorical friction. Into the next 24 hours, the main forward cues are Middle East ceasefire path, Middle East, Taiwan Strait status quo durability, China-Taiwan Strait, UK Party Momentum Board, Labour, US institutional stability, US political tension. That was the Thurbis Daily Podcast.